All right, the first question is, who are you and why do you want to be on the American Fork City Council? 1 minute each. Mr. Frost, you're first.
My name is Brad Frost, as I said. I'm a lifelong resident of American Fork. My family has been born and raised here. That's a little bit about who I am. Why do I want to be on the city council? I'm continuing my service, I guess. I've always felt like, for me, I've tried to give back to wherever it is, whether I'm coaching, in a church, in my family. And I just had a wild hair one day to think I could give back to my community through public service, and so I put my hat in the ring, and that was 4 years ago, and we were successful. And I've had a lot of fun. I feel like I've learned a lot of things. I've learned and met new people. Learned a lot of knowledge and methods of the city. It's a very complex organization, the city is, when you're thinking of public safety down to the library, to a rec center, and there's a lot of moving parts. And so I want to continue to serve and have a few projects, Memorial Garden being one of them I'd like to see to completion. So that's why I'm here.
My name is Rob Shelton. I also am currently on the city council and wanted to be able to continue the good work that I think that we've been able to do over the last 4 years. One of my main reasons for running 4 years ago really came down to finances. That's what my background is a degree in finance, and that's what I do for a profession. And I kind of saw the course that we were on as a city and thought there were some things that we could be able to do to change that course. One thing that's probably been a bigger surprise to me over the last 4 years, one of the lessons you'll learn, is how hard it is to get change in the city. You only one of five votes, so even though you think you can come in and change the world because you get elected, then you have to really get to work and work with other people and try to convince others and find that good working relationship. And I'm grateful that I've had that ability with fellow council members because we have been able to come in and look at where we need to be able to cut some costs and be able to reallocate some resources to what I think would be more important. So I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Good evening and thanks for coming. My name is Kevin Barnes. We have lived in American Fork since 1979. My wife and I have raised six children, all of whom went to this high school and graduated from this high school. They're all married and on their own now. So life's pretty good for us. The reason I'm running is just to serve. I don't have an axe to grind. I'm not after anybody's throat. I'm not after a particular agenda. I am here to serve the citizens of American Fork. I've been very involved in things in the community over the years, such as the scouting program. Spent a lot of time in, mostly in scouting and some other areas and stuff like that. And part of what I did when I was doing the scouting was work on citizenship merit badges. And I think it's important that when it's appropriate, we give back to our communities.
I'm Alan Simpson. I bought a house here in American Fork 20 years and 2 months ago. And I've attended city council meetings for 20 years and 2 months because if I can't complain if I don't come. And I also know that it's important to see how our cities run. I decided to come and run for office. My specialty deals with risk and finances, equaling insurance and investments. And I saw that my particular view on finances and on responsible dealings with money would be a big help to a lot of the people I dealt with. And that's why I'm here.
The next question is, what service to the city or other experience makes you feel well qualified to serve on the city council? Mr. Shelton, I'll start with you.
Great, thanks. I've always been involved in giving back to the community from a very young age. I kind of joked that maybe when I was in high school, there was a shortage of coaches for youth soccer league, and so I volunteered, and that was kind of a really fun experience to be able to work with some people there. But probably I think that what's qualified me more for the city council is I served on the board of adjustments for the city shortly after I turned age 21. And I served on there for quite a while and got to understand a lot about the process in the city and things that I think that needed to be able to be changed. I also currently sit on a lot of different boards that are out there. Utah Valley Estate Planning Council, the Library Board, the Chamber of Commerce for the city, the Utah Valley Policy Committee. You guys all have it in front of you. You can be able to look at some of those qualifications. And I also believe my background in finance also gave me some experience there as well.
I think my experience of just being a citizen is one of the things that I have to offer of having lived here and having been involved. As I mentioned, I've done a lot of work with the scouts and served there and helped them learn about citizenship, learn about government, how it works and what it does. I am a self-employed businessman and have been now for about 17 years. I know what it's like to try and run a business. Experiences that I've had just in living and going through some of the things that a community does as well as the members of that community, I think give me some experience and understanding of what's going on. Of our six children, that are five of them live here really close. And I had one other thought. Oh, the Planning Commission. I have served publicly on the Planning Commission, so I understand what some of those issues are that come before the City Council.
Again, most of the time that I've lived in the city, I've stayed low-key. I've always volunteered and been there when people need little things. And then I got involved with my political party, and I saw growing needs where we need people with an understanding of what our government was like. And I've been attending, again, city council meetings for 20 years. And I've started volunteering more. I'm actually on the Arts Council, and I volunteer at the library. And this is something where I saw my particular skills could be really valuable to our city.
You know, I think for me, as I think about what I have to offer, I have a desire. I have a desire to see American Fork prosper and flourish financially. I care deeply about their image and the perception of people and how they live and where they live. I watch the paper. If I see American Fork on there in any way, I take close note of it because I want to see what others think of American Fork. So I think it's important that we have a good image. And so I work very hard to make sure that that is the case. I think I'm a good listener. I try to listen to people, and then I go to work for them. And sometimes they're very small issues. Sometimes they're very big issues. It can go from anything from a problem with their neighbor to what I would say right now is currently we're trying to save an entire canyon that bears our name. And so I roll up my sleeve and I go to work. I feel like I'm a blue-collar guy. I run a business, but I am blue-collar, and I'm proud of that. So thank you.
All right, the next question is, lots of candidates and officials say they're for lower taxes, but what is the proper level of city taxes for residents? Is it more or less than we're presently taxed, or about the same? Mr. Barnes, here first.
It depends on what the people of the community want, I think, ultimately. And 2 years ago, the citizens of this community said they didn't want any more taxes to pay for roads. So with that said, the city council has the responsibility to work within that budget. As I've been running, I've had a number of people tell me they regret that vote. They would much rather be paying a little more money and have better roads. City, small city, community government is about things like that. How do you serve? How do you take care of the basic needs of things like fire, police, water, sewer, roads, etc.? And right now, some people will say we're taxed too much. Some people will say we're taxed too little. And I think it's a personal opinion. I think we're about right for what we get.
To answer the second part first, we do have enough money. Our budget has, in the past 2 years, has increased $10 million. Now remember, part of that, or if you didn't know, part of that, I think 2.5 came from a grant, but the state forbids us from spending more than we receive. So we have enough money. Our roads, which I've heard a lot about, have actually had a cut in $450 million in this past year. So the question comes, what if we're making, you know, $10 more million, where is that money going? The roads haven't been as much of a priority as they ought to be. But we are taxed at a fair amount right now.
You know, I think if I had 1 minute, which I do, to say what I feel about taxes, I can tell you a lens that I look through. About 3 years ago, I had a gentleman that called me, wanted me to come to his house, an older gentleman. I went over, and he told me how he was on a fixed income. He was disabled. There was no way he was ever going to make any more money. And he implored me about any tax increase. And so I think of him often. And then I think, too, of my, and I can just say mine or yours, your grandkids. Because then we have this young generation that if we postpone investment into our city, then we are really incurring debt upon the next generation. So taxes are a necessary evil. I could just say this, that I think there's a proper balance. And we've tried to strike that in the last 4 years to where we're investing in the city as we go, but we're being very careful. As a businessman, I just look for waste. And if I see it, boy, they know about it. And if you see it, let me know about it.
There's been a lot of talk about budgets. Just to set the record straight, we didn't cut $450 million last year because our budget's only $59 million. So we couldn't cut $450 million out of a $59 million budget. But real quick, I appreciate people like Brad that I get to work with on a regular basis on the city council, because what we have done over the last 3 years is made cuts that have saved the city $1.8 million, and being able to look at those and saying, where can we redeploy those resources to be able to be at? Some will contend that roads are the only priority in the city, and this is a tough job. It's a tough seat to be able to be in. And some of the best advice I ever had is we've got to rotate. Every resident has to have a certain time on the city council so they'll get a chance to see it. But to give you an idea, part of that $1.8 million, we went out and hired two new detectives who do nothing but fight drugs. And some people say, well, we have a drug problem inside of American Fort, but we do. And I've got those results and we'll talk to you more about that. But that's what we need to do, is look for ways we can continue to save and be more efficient with the resources we have.
Thank you. This concludes our first segment.